AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A new poll shows most Americans who haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19 say they're unlikely to get the shots. 45% in an AP NORC poll said flat out they won't. Most of them also doubt the vaccinations work against the aggressive Delta variant, even though there is evidence that they do. The AP's Emily Swanson says younger adults are the most resistant.
Young adults are still less likely than older adults to say that they will get vaccinated. Some of those young adults still just think, basically, it won't happen to me. This isn't a major risk for me.
COVID-19 cases have nearly tripled in the U.S. over the last 2 weeks, driven by the explosion of that new Delta variant. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told Congress she'll start taking emergency measures next week to keep the government from an unprecedented default on the national debt. She warns a default would cause irreparable harm to the U.S. economy and the livelihoods of every American. As wildfires scorch the western U.S., 5 firefighters in Montana have been injured. A fire blew back on them after strong winds pulled the flames in central Montana. The search for remains has ended at the Florida high-rise condo site 1 month after the Champlain Tower South building came crashing down. Task Force leader Scott Dean tells WPLG they did their best to locate victims.
Providing closure to families was the ultimate test of everybody here, and I think we did our best to do that.
General Motors is recalling some older Chevrolet Bolts for a second time to try to fix persistent battery problems that can set the electric cars on fire. Model years affected 2017 to 2019. Stocks ended the week higher, the Dow up 238. This is AP News. The COVID-delayed 2020 Tokyo Games are underway after today's opening ceremony.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to a tenth the usual number. The U.S. team led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a 4-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. 4-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
For the first time in over a decade, Yellowstone National Park has to close all fishing in rivers and streams during the afternoon and evening hours. It's due to warm weather that stresses fish and low flows. This would be the first park-wide closure since the year 2007. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.